back here at Dove Valley on this Friday morning. As you can see behind us, Broncos getting ready to go through their final practice before boarding the team charter to the New York, New Jersey area with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Going to take a quick look at what some fans should keep an eye on for Sunday's early game for this week six. Andrew, I want to start with you. Coach and Peyton Manning made a point to talk about this Jets defense all week, and in a piece I did Wednesday, said, look, Rex Ryan and his Jets beat Peyton Manning in the playoffs the last time they were in the playoffs back in 2010. Rex's still the head coach now. Peyton remembers that. This defense, sixth in the league in total defense and against the rush.
Sixth in the league, young, and of course we know Rex Ryan can be very creative, but a very stout defense, particularly up front. Muhammad Wilkerson and Sheldon Richardson, you know, two guys on a 3-4 line that are as good as any combination in the league right now. They can get a lot of pressure on the passer. They're great at clogging gaps. They're the complete package, and those are the first two guys you've got to contend with and deal with if you want to move the ball against them.
Monte Ball, of course, injured last week against Arizona. Phil, it's not going to be just one guy picking up the slack. And I think Adam Gase joked again this week saying, oh, great, another top-tier rush defense. Ronnie Hillman, C.J. Anderson, Juwan Thompson should all get some carries.
Yeah, talking to Ronnie this week, he said he's going to try to make the most of his opportunity. And against Arizona, you saw some bursts there where you saw that speed that, you know, showed the reason why the Broncos drafted him so high. And I think that when you match him up with a guy like C.J. Anderson or a bigger guy like Juwan Thompson, the complete package of all three of those together, they might be able to move the ball on the ground this week.
Broncos, again, behind us practicing for the final time. Pretty soon the buses will leave for DIA. Team will fly to the New York, New Jersey area. We'll give you a report from the team hotel once we all arrive. For Phil, for Andrew, I'm Chris. Thanks so much for watching. And, of course, plenty more coverage on the Broncos gearing up for the Jets on DenverBroncos.com.